Hey guys, in this episode, we're going to discuss a very, very cool topic that I've had a lot of people asking about, and that is all the things that you need to know about CBD. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the Hit Zero Podcast, where our goal is to build better cheer athletes.
Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Hit Zero Podcast. I want to take a second and thank you so much for joining me on this episode. This is going to be a really fun episode. This is one that I've wanted to do for a while and was waiting to talk about to see how things unfolded with this topic that we're going to discuss today. I felt like it was a good day to start discussing it, honestly, because I've had a lot of people ask, especially a lot of patients. So this episode is going to be everything you need to know about CBD. Now, for those that are unfamiliar, last year there was a bill passed that allowed for the legalization of hemp to be used in production of CBD. Now, CBD stands for cannabidiol. It's a substance that's found in plants of the hemp variety. Now, that does also include marijuana, which is where some of the concerns and the questions start to arise. But we're going to discuss that today and how marijuana and hemp are different and how the compounds in marijuana and in the hemp family are different and how some are used medicinally, some used recreationally, also why some are legal and some are illegal. So this is definitely a big episode to pay attention to if you're interested in learning more about CBD. In fact, we've actually got a CBD product that is going to be coming out very, very soon with Hit Zero Nutrition. So if you're interested, this episode is definitely for you. So the differences between CBD and THC. So THC is the psychoactive compound in marijuana. That's the stuff that when you ingest marijuana, either by smoking it or by eating it or vaping it, that's the compound that gives you these psychoactive properties, where that high feeling. CBD, on the other hand, is cannabidiol. And what cannabidiol is another compound that's found in that plant that can be used for medicinal purposes as well, but in a different way. So the issue that arises a lot is the legality behind CBD. And so in doing some research to find out the information about the legality of CBD, there's a few things that you have to take into consideration. Number one, the product to be considered CBD legal, first of all, must have 0.3% THC or less. Now, what that basically means is that there is no psychoactive property in that product. It's almost all CBD with almost no THC. Now, while it's hard to eliminate all the THC from something, the legal limit is a 0.3%. So very, very, very minuscule amount. Basically, it would be so little that it wouldn't cause any psychoactive properties or cause any psychoactive reaction, that feeling of high, and also shouldn't show up on a drug test. That's very, very important as well, because we don't want things showing up as positive when they're clearly not. So for it to be legal, first must have 0.3% THC or less, so we're not getting high from the product. CBD, also to be legal, CBD must come from hemp. Now, hemp is in the same family as cannabis or marijuana, and the difference is that you can get CBD from marijuana as well. That CBD would be considered illegal because it is coming from the cannabis plant and not hemp. So we want to make sure that the hemp, not only is it that 0.3% THC or less, but also that it's coming from hemp. The CBD comes from hemp and not marijuana. Additionally, let's say you do have a CBD product that is from hemp. It doesn't always mean it's legal there. It must be grown by a licensed professional. So there's licensed producers that have attained the ability legally to grow hemp for THC usage. So we want to make, or I'm sorry, for CBD usage. So we want to make sure that the source that we're getting it from is also legal. And if there's any questions at all about whether it's legal or not, or whether it's something that you should perhaps try to attain, The biggest thing that you should do is check your state laws. State laws vary from state to state. There are some states that have a medical only exemption. There are some states that allow it for use by anyone. And then there are even some states that it's not legal at all, which is kind of crazy because there is nothing in it that is mind altering if it's produced properly. The biggest issue that comes is that the FDA is going through a regulation process where they're trying to determine the effectiveness and what the benefits are and side effects are of CBD. Some of the side effects that I found, you know, although they're minimal, still worth talking about, things like diarrhea, things like nausea, depending on how you're taking it. There are oral ways to take CBD. There's like the sublingual drops. There are capsules that you can buy. There are gummies that you can eat. Again, CBD, not THC. There's actually CBD vaping, which I wouldn't recommend only because I'm not a big fan of putting things in our lungs aside from air. And as you guys have seen in the news, vaping is really under a bit of scrutiny now. So if I were you, I wouldn't be vaping it. One other way you can take it is topically, which is kind of my interest is in the topical sense. So some of the benefits of THC, some of the benefits of CBD, gosh, I'm going to get myself in trouble. Some of the benefits of CBD, there's research that has shown that CBD has been very effective in some of the conditions that cause seizures. And we're talking some of the intense, like full grand mal seizures. CBD has been shown to be helpful with those. It also has been shown to be beneficial for people with insomnia. And then kind of along a similar vein, anxiety, so feelings of stress or that anxious feeling that some people get, CBD has been shown to help decrease anxiety in a lot of people. And then where I'm most interested in is inflammation and joint pain. Now, my interest in CBD comes in looking at more of the topical and potentially some of the sublingual or under the tongue, you know, that you take orally, because there is some there's some evidence out there that shows that using CBD can be beneficial with reducing muscle soreness, reducing joint inflammation, which is huge, and then reducing pain. There's even some research that is looking really promising for what's called neurogenic pain, which neuro means nerve and genic means the beginning or from. So pain that's generated by our nerves also seems to have some promise with CBD. So there's a lot of questions that come about, when looking at different conditions and, you know, is it good for this? Is it good for that? And there really, unfortunately, isn't a ton of research out there to say, yes, this product is super, super effective at these particular conditions, aside from the ones that we already talked about. But in recent months, there have been some legislation and some discussions in the government of trying to fully regulate and also investigate CBD. So the hope is that, through research and through discussion that they'll find a way to make it fully legal and also get some more research behind it. Because, I mean, ultimately, that's what we need to be able to show efficacy or to show the helpfulness of a product and what it can do for people is we have to have research. So we have to conduct studies where we give different populations CBD versus not, and you know, all that scientific stuff that really, it ultimately gives us the answer of, is this thing really helping people? For me, there's enough evidence out there to show improvement with muscle pain, muscle soreness, joint pain, and things like that, that I was very excited to start to put together a CBD product for you guys to use after practices when your muscles are really tight and sore, or if you've had, you know, a long week leading up to a big competition. We want to give you guys something that you can use to help decrease some of that discomfort and allow you to perform your best. So we're going to take a break for just a second. When we come back, we're going to talk about when you're looking at a label of CBD, we're going to teach you what to look for to make sure that it is legal and it is effective at getting you what you want. We'll be right back. Hey, thank you so much for your support for the Hit Zero podcast. Truly could not have done it without Anchor. Anchor has an incredible platform where you can record
edit, and distribute your podcast all from your phone. You guys would be surprised how many episodes I have done from start to finish and distributed it from my phone. It's really, really, really incredible. Now, what you have to do is you can either go to anchor.fm. That's their website. You can go there, you can get started, or you can download the Anchor app. It's available in all of the app stores that you can get for your phone, and you can start right away. And believe it or not, you can actually make money from your podcast, and you don't even have to have a certain amount of listeners. Just by having one listener, you can start to make money from your podcast. So if you're interested in making a podcast, check out anchor.fm or check out the app store, download Anchor, and I cannot wait to hear your first episode.
Okay, we're back with this last piece of our episode on all you need to know about CBD. So we touched on a few things about different conditions. We also talked about the legality of CBD. So the last thing we're talking about is when you're looking at labels or when you're investigating into a product to make sure that it's something that you legally can take and something that you should take. Number one, make sure that it's grown in the United States. We want to have a USA grown product, and that's not for patriotic reasons. That's because products grown in the United States are under more scrutiny and more regulation. It's going to help you to stay out of trouble so that you're not getting a product that has some of those psychoactive compounds in it that you don't want to get in trouble with. That can be a very, very, very big, honest mistake. And so we want to make sure that we're not putting ourselves in that situation. Number two, we want to make sure that our certificate of analysis is legitimate. And the way we do that is that it has to live up to the ISO 17025 standards. So make sure that when you're looking at labels and you're investigating into a product, make sure that it meets the ISO 17025 standard. That is a standard for regulation. And then lastly, make sure that you have the potency. If a lab or if a retailer or someone that you're getting your CBD from is not willing to disclose the potency, tell you that they have that ISO 17025 standard or that it's not made in the United States, that is a product that you're going to want to stay away from. You're not going to want to own, to buy, or ingest that product. So guys, I hope this information has been beneficial for you. I know there's a lot of questions about CBD. There's a lot of interest in people wanting to use CBD products. And I get a lot of questions, not only online, but also from patients in person. So I wanted to bring this information to you. If you have any specific questions about CBD, feel free to reach out. I'd be happy to investigate into that for you. Because honestly, it's a new field for me as well. And so I'm continuing to dive into the research as much as I can. And as things progress, we'll definitely fill you guys in with more information. But be on the lookout for Hit Zero Nutrition's CBD and joint formula to help keep you as pain-free as we can during practices and season so that you can perform your best. Hope you guys have a wonderful day, and we will catch you on the next episode.